Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
The 42nd Shir of Rambam in the learning of Sefer HaMitzvahs is a repetition of the same mitzvah. Once again, we're going to learn mitzvah number 322. Now, when you study the Mishneh Torah of the Rambam, and you study the Book of Mitzvahs correspondingly, there's obviously a vast difference. But perhaps nowhere is that difference more pronounced when we come to Hilchos Shabbos. On an average day, when you're studying Hilchos Shabbos in the Rambam, in the course of three chapters, you study approximately 75 halachas or so, sometimes 90 halachas. And we'll learn one mitzvah. The first few shiurim of Rambam is the positive mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, Lishmar Shabbat. And then is the negative mitzvah of not doing work, not doing malach on Shabbos. And in the course of those series of just learning those two mitzvahs, so those who learn Mishneh Torah learn several hundred halachas. Today's Rambam, a continuation of yesterday's, where we learn about the third mitzvah, which Rambam lists in the Koteret. Koteret, at the beginning of the Rambam, he says, laws of Shabbos, there are five mitzvahs. First mitzvah is Lishvot Bashvi. We learned about that. And we went into some details of what it means to keep Shabbos. The second mitzvah is Shalo La'asod Bo Melacha. You shouldn't do any work. And we've gone through some of the details of what that means. The third mitzvah is Shalo La'anosh. Now, until the Rambam deals with the third mitzvah, he goes through 23 and a half chapters. And the third mitzvah, in the Koteret, in the introduction of the Rambam, is only five mitzvahs of Shabbos. The third mitzvah is one halacha, one paragraph in the 24th chapter. That's a difference in studying Mishneh Torah and in studying the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I've mentioned this many times before, and I'll mention it once more, that there's a big difference between learning Talmud Bavli. It's a beautiful thing to study a page of Gemara every day, or half a page of Gemara every day, but you do not learn all the halachas of Torah. That's a fact. And this is one of the stunning examples where the Rambam is going to tell us a halacha of Torah. The majority of this halacha is found only in the Talmud Yerushalmi. It appears in the Babylonian Talmud, but in a very limited way, at least that's the way it seems, and you learn the Gemara in its simplistic fashion. Only when you go to Talmud Yerushalmi is this halacha fully spelled out, and that, of course, was the greatness of the Rambam. Mekabetz kol ha-halachas. He gathered all of the laws of Torah together under one roof. So what's the third mitzvah? The third mitzvah, which is, once again, we're going to learn the same mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs again, mitzvah Shinchav Beis, negative mitzvah number 322, is that we're not permitted to carry out punishments. The Beth Din, the ecclesiastic court of the Jewish people, is not permitted to carry out punishments on Shabbos. Yesterday we talked about some of the philosophical reasons behind this. The Sefer HaMitzvahs explains that Shabbos should be a day of tranquility, a day of respite. We went through the details of the actual Book of Mitzvahs, so very briefly, once again, to recap, and then we'll try to do some new details. The Rambam says that in the Torah it is stated, Lo tevaru esh, that you shall not kindle fire. So as we learned yesterday, there's a famous question. We have 39 avot malachot, 39 kinds of work. Why does the Torah single out Lo tevaru esh? Why not tell us you're not allowed to carry in a public domain? Why not tell us you're not allowed to write? Why not tell us you're not allowed to cook? Why emphasis on Lo tevaru esh? And the Rambam brings down the machlekes, the words of the Mechilta. There's two concepts, two ideas in the Gemara. One is lelav yatzas, that this is to tell you that this one of the malachot is not as severe as the other malachot. It's only a lav, it's only a negative commandment to the Torah. It's not only a lav, it's pretty serious, but Shabbos that brings with it all of its intensity, this doesn't have that. That's one opinion. That opinion is nidche. It's everything. It's elo ve'elo divrei Elokim chayim. It's all the words of the living God. It's all Torah, but it's not halacha. In halacha, we are left with the notion lechalek yatzas, which means that if somebody would violate Shabbos, and he would, in one sitting, but he would do a number of avot malachot, a number of acts of work, which Torah deems to be work, but he does so in a fashion which divides itself in amongst a variety of avot malachot, that he would have to bring a number of sin offerings, a number of korbanot chataot. This is a general notion that's discussed, and the Rambam introduces this. The Rambam says, however, that there's more to it. That our sages tell us that in addition to this notion of lelav v'lechalek yatzas, But actually, we have this idea, which is brought down only in the Jerusalem Talmud, in its fully developed sense. Though it's mentioned also in the Babylonian Talmud, that the Jewish people are not permitted to carry out the punishments. Punishment, the consequences for a sin, is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that we don't do with a smile. We're not happy that somebody committed a crime for which they have to be, Rachmanu Litzlan, put to death for. But nonetheless, it's a mitzvah. Just like we're not happy when it comes to the mitzvah of burial, the famous custom that we don't hand the shovel from hand to hand, because we want to show an unwillingness, even though we're doing a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah we do with a heavy heart. This is certainly a mitzvah we do with a heavy heart. So, for example, the 224th mitzvah is lashes, to give lashes. So that's a mitzvah under an unfortunate set of circumstances. That mitzvah is not carried out on Shabbos. There's a 28th mitzvah, pardon me, is the mitzvah lisrof, is the mitzvah of burning the one who is guilty of a particular set of crimes. Now, burning doesn't mean, as I said yesterday, does not mean like it sounds. We don't burn people. It's kind of like an electric chair, old-fashioned electric chair. They pour boiling hot lead down the person's throat, and obviously a person dies instantaneously. So that's how the Rambam finishes off. And he says that there's a limud from the word b'chol moshevotechem, that the Gemara in the Talmud Yerushalmi explains. He says you have to keep Shabbat b'chol moshevotechem, in all of your lotvaru esh b'chol moshevotechem. You shouldn't have fire which is kindled in all of your dwellings. So what does that mean? You shouldn't have fire kindled in all of your dwellings. If it's a place where you don't dwell, you don't have to keep Shabbos. As we explained yesterday in great detail, that obviously can't be the case. So the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Masechet Sanhedrin says, it says about the courts, V'hoyo eile lochem l'chukat mishpat, these will be for you statutes, laws, l'dorotechem, for your generations, b'chol moshvotechem, in all of your dwellings. And it's actually a mitzvah for us to appoint, to ensure we have a court system that functions in all of our dwellings. So we say, since Nemar Kan, here it says the word b'chol moshvotechem, and then it says, with regard to the courts, later on in the Chumash Bamidbar, b'chol moshvotechem, so the Gemara says, ma lahalan, the Beth Din HaKatuv Medaber, just like in that case, in the Chumash Bamidbar, chapter 35, the Torah is referring to the Beth Din, the ecclesiastic court, so therefore, afkan, the Beth Din HaKatuv Medaber, here, the Torah also refers to something with regard to a Beth Din. How do we get to a Beth Din and not kindling fire on Shabbat? So the Rambam says, well, the Rambam doesn't say actually, the Gemara says, Mikan lebatei dinim sheleyiyu danim b'Shabbat. From here, we learn that batei din, that Jewish courts, cannot carry out a punishment on Shabbat. The Gemara in the Talmud Bavli, which also has this halacha, seems to indicate that you cannot bring about the punishment of death when it necessitates Chilul Shabbat. So Chilul Shabbat would be to melt lead. Melting lead is an act of cooking. You don't have to cook food, any kind of cooking. So therefore, since melting lead is an act of cooking, even though it's a mitzvah, as we said, under a very unfortunate set of circumstances, but it's a mitzvah. So we might think that it's a mitzvah to carry this out. So the Torah comes along and says, no. Lo tevaru esh. You shouldn't kindle a fire. You shouldn't do what is necessary to prosecute this individual, to carry out the mitzvah of Srefa. But when you read the Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud, simply, it sounds like you're not allowed to carry out the punishment of Srefa, which is one of four methods of capital punishment. There's a capital punishment of stoning, there's a capital punishment of strangulation, there's a capital punishment of using the sword, decapitation. So we have these three capital punishments which do not per se require advanced Chilul Shabbat. It's a mitzvah. So we might think it's a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah that overrides the Shabbat. Just like you're not allowed to perform a surgery, but you're allowed to do Brit Milah if it's the eighth day because it's a mitzvah. And here it's a mitzvah. If the person is convicted, it's a mitzvah that he should be put to death on that day instead of having him languish and imagine what it's like to die for weeks or months or years on end. No death row, as we said yesterday. That's it. Convicted, straight to the punishment that's carried out, the consequences. So therefore, we might have thought that there's this notion of a positive mitzvah that overrides the negative mitzvah of Shabbos, and the Torah therefore specifies and says, no, lo tevaru esh. The Talmud Yerushalmi explains to us that we use the idea of Srefa as one example But it's not only seifa. The truth is that you're not allowed to carry any kind of punishment, including flogging, including lashes, which there's no necessary violation of Shabbos. And yet, since the Torah says, lo tevaru eish, we understand from this that any kind of punishment may not be carried out by the courts on the day of Shabbat, and that's a negative mitzvah, it's an instruction, something we shouldn't do, which in the Rambam system, numbers 322. So as I said, you learn Hilchos Shabbos, if you're learning the three chapters of Rambam, you're going through every chapter, it's like anywhere from 20-something halachas, most of them. Some of them are 30-something halachas. And sometimes each halacha could have two or three laws in it. Here, this is one halacha. It's halacha Zion of Perek Chav Dalet, the 24th chapter, it's one halacha. And where's the Rambam put it into? It's very interesting. The chapter talks about things which the rabbis prohibited on Shabbos because they're not of the spirit of Shabbos. Based on the verse in Isaiah, in Yeshayom, Toshov, Mishabbat, Reglecha, Asot, Chavet, Sechab, Yom, Kach, that Shabbat is not a day to do your own things. So therefore, we cannot sit together and plan tomorrow's business day. And we cannot make cheshbonot, all the calculations of who will bill and who will invoice and how will we carry. You can't do things like that. You can't prepare. You're not allowed to do anything which is for your own personal gain. But if it's for a mitzvah, what if we're sitting down to talk about, we have a shul fundraiser, can we talk about how we're going to sell the tickets? Yeah, you could. It's a mitzvah. So it says chafatzecha, but cheftze shamayim, if it's Hashem's work, if it's in the arena of what's God's, then you're allowed to do it. In other words, the Rambam is introducing an idea of something which you're not allowed to do if it's for yourself, but you are allowed to do if it's letzorech mitzvah. At this point, the Rambam enters this halacha. He slips into this halacha in between, even though the whole chapter is talking about rabbinic prohibitions. Here he says, also ein onshin b'Shabbos, right before that he talks about the notion of a court annulling vows. He says that a father who can annul the vows of his daughter, for example, if she makes a vow on Shabbat, he can annul the vow right away, whether it's effective on Shabbat or not, and the reason is because you only have 24 hours that day. If the father doesn't annul it, he can't annul it the next day. So he says you can annul the vow. From there, the Rambam says that the courts are allowed to annul a vow if it's affecting Shabbat. So for example, somebody makes a vow, I'm not eating cholent anymore. I'm not going to eat anything hot on Shabbat. I said, what are you, crazy? What are you doing it for? Well, I was really sweaty last week. Okay, that's kind of silly. So we create what's called a petah harata. We'll talk about that later when we get to Hilchos Nedarim. He said, okay, we're going to annul the vow, go home and have Shabbat lunch. But if it's a vow which is relevant for Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, there's a foul Shabbat, you're not allowed to do it on the Shabbat. The courts shouldn't do something which requires what we're going to call an act of justice, a courtroom kind of situation. So the Rambam says that ein onshin b'Shabbat. Here's where he enters the halacha in the koteret, in the introduction to the Rambam. This is one of five mitzvahs. But in the halachas, as I said, it occupies a very, very small space. The Rambam says, and here you wouldn't get this if you learned Talmud Bavli, the Rambam says whether it's malkut, whether it's lashes, or whether it's any kind of mita, any kind of capital punishment, none of this may be done, and all of that is derived from lo tevaru eish, B'chol Moshvotechem, in the language that the Rambam uses in the book of Mishnah Torah, Zo Azhara LeBesdin, this is a warning for the Besdin, Shalo Yisrefu B'Shabbat Mishnet Chayev Srefa, and the Rambam adds, V'hu Hadin L'Sha'or Onoshin. And these four words are taken from the Talmud Yerushalmi, which includes all of the other details of the court's punishments and consequences for convictions that we would have to carry out. So that is what we're going to learn for the 42nd Shir of Rambam, and Bezrat Hashem, in the days ahead, we'll continue to learn the rest of the mitzvot that are relevant for Hilchos Shabbat.